we did when he came home from work. He glanced at the tree, but didn't compliment the lights and the ornaments. He tossed his bag on the counter and immediately grabbed a beer from the fridge. He didn't acknowledge my existence. Hi? He twisted off the cap and downed half the beer in a single gulp. Jacob and I hadn't been the same in weeks. He didn't kiss me when he came home from work. Sex was limited, and when it did happen, he got off quickly, then rolled off me. While we lived together, he was never really there. Every time I questioned him, he told me everything was fine.
Hi.
I was getting sick of his bullshit. I didn't have a lot of patience with people when it came to bad attitudes. People needed to get over whatever issues they had and just move on. Whatever hardship he thought he lived through, mine was far worse. Jacob, what's your problem? In response, he took another drink of his beer. You're like a zombie around here. We don't have sex, and
I got fired.
He finished the beer before he dropped the empty bottle in the sink. It clanked loudly as it spun around until it came to a stop in the drain. He gripped the edge of the sink, his heavy coat covered with snow. I shut my mouth when his words washed over me. It explained his closed-off behavior the second he walked in the door, but it didn't explain why he'd been so withdrawn all month. But now wasn't the time to ask questions. He grabbed another beer from the fridge and twisted off the cap.
I'm going to shower.
He downed all of it before he tossed it in the sink. This time, the bottle shattered, leaving broken pieces of glass everywhere. He left the kitchen and headed to the hallway. Do you want to talk about it? I forgot about the strange man who came by the apartment in light of Jacob's bad mood. It didn't seem important anymore, and to bring it up would be insensitive. He didn't turn around. His back was to me, his shoulders wide and powerful. Even from behind, he looked like a man who had nothing to believe in. Hopelessness radiated from him in radioactive waves. It affected everything in his vicinity.
No.
A week went by, and Jacob stayed home every day. He didn't try to look for another job. He sat in front of the TV and drank beer all day long. His lithe build would quickly change into a hanging beer belly if he kept it up. I was an engineer working for the city. My job was to organize construction in the surrounding areas. Just 6 months ago, I worked on a project to repair one of the bridges. Most of the time, I worked during the day, but sometimes I had to go in during the evenings. When I came home that day, I had to hide my irritation. Jacob turned the apartment into a mess. The sink was full of beer bottles, and the trash can was overflowing. He didn't acknowledge me when I walked inside. He never acknowledged me. In case you weren't sure, the sink isn't a garbage can. I cleaned up his mess after a long day of work and choked back the harsh words I wanted to say.
Sorry, I meant to take out the trash.
I changed the garbage and threw out the old one in the chute at the end of the hallway. When I came back, Jacob still hadn't gotten up off his ass to greet me. Instead of waiting for that to happen, I opened the fridge and looked for a snack. In labeled Tupperware were meals prepared for Jacob by his mother. I really hated her sometimes. He was perfectly capable of cooking for himself if he had any wish to get off the couch. When he fell on hard times, she enabled him, making him even lazier than he already was. This had gone on long enough. Jacob, some strange guy came by the apartment the other day. Said you owed him money or something. Jacob didn't react at all. The only motion he made was a quick shift of his eyes. They turned back to the TV almost immediately, like that information didn't mean much.
I played poker one night and didn't have the cash on me.
So you paid him?
Yeah, I took care of it.
My intuition told me he was lying. Living on the streets during my youth and having to survive a foster home taught me how to read people with unusual precision. Because he made it sound like you owed him a lot of money. The guy was 6'2" and rough.